The Chain of Charms, Book 4, The Cat's Eye Shell. Written by Kate Forsyth and read by Rebecca McCauley. A boat slid over the dark waters of the bay, its oars making the occasional soft splash that caused Luca and Amelia to wince and shrink down, pulling the sailcloth further over their heads. Towering above the little skiff were immense seafaring ships, their hulks black against the great arc of starry sky. Their tall masts creaked as they rocked up and down on the waters of the harbour, and their rigging sang with a high, eerie sound. Occasionally a distant cry could be heard, or a shrill bosun's whistle calling the passing hours of the night. Each sound carried a great distance over the water and made the fugitives hidden on board the skiff acutely aware of the need for silence. Luca clasped his tiny monkey Zizi in his arms, petting her so that she stayed still and silent, her wrinkled face anxious and wide-eyed. She did not like the rocking of the boat, or the creaking and groaning of the great ships, or the sudden unexpected slap of a wave that sent a spray of water over them. She clung to Luca tightly and occasionally whimpered in fear. Rollo did not like the boat either. He lay beside Amelia, his tail tucked between his legs, his thin body trembling under its thick, shaggy pelt. Amelia soothed him silently, and he pressed closer to her. Also hidden under the tarpaulin were the Duke of Ormond, the exiled king's right-hand man, Lord Harry Morrow, cavalier turned highwayman, and Father Plummer, a Catholic priest and co-conspirator. Rowing the boat was the Duke's servant Nat and Tom Whitehorse, the son of the Norwood Squire, for the Duke had thought they were the ones least likely to arouse suspicion. Although Luca had someone's elbow in the small of his back and someone's boot wedged up near his ear, and he could scarcely breathe due to the smell of bilge water and bad breath and wet dog, he dared not wriggle or complain. They all knew the dreadful consequences of being caught in the company of the Duke of Ormond, the most wanted man in the country. Luca could not help wondering how he came to be here, in company with rebels and traitors. Personally, he did not much care whether a king or a lord protector ruled the land, as long as he was free to play his fiddle and wander the roads, earning a penny here and a penny there, picking apples or harvesting hay, mending a broken gate or digging a ditch, feeling the sun hot on his back in summer and the snow tingling on his tongue in winter.